This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 460 for Friday, June 30th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ice futures canola market surged on Friday due to rising vegetable oils ahead of the Canada Day weekend. Chicago soy oil gained 4 U.S. cents per pound, while European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil were also on the rise. Crude oil also made gains after a reported decline in the United States stockpiles. The Canadian dollar was up more than 1/10 of a U.S. cent compared to Thursday's close. Canadian markets will be closed on July 3rd for the Canada Day holiday, while U.S. markets will not trade on July 4th for Independence Day. The November canola contract was up $25.40 per ton at $736.40. The U.S. Department of Agriculture released both its acreage and quarterly grain stocks reports earlier today. Prior to their releases, corn, soybeans, and wheat were all rallying. Afterwards, corn and wheat turned lower while soybeans skyrocketed. U.S. growers seeded more corn in 2023, according to the USDA's June acreage report, with total corn plantings counted at 94.1 million acres, more than a million above the trade's pre-report expectations and 7.5 million more than the 2022 seeded area. The total was the third largest area for corn since 1944. Quarterly U.S. corn stocks were measured at 4.106 billion bushels for June 1st, down from the average trade guess of 4.25 billion and a 5.6% cut from last year's volume. The seven-day forecast for the U.S. will see the Iowa-Missouri border and east-central Illinois receive up to 100 millimeters of rain. North Dakota will miss out entirely, and most of the U.S. corn belt will get as much as 40 millimeters. The September corn contract was down 35 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.89. The USDA's estimate for soybean acres was shockingly cut by 4 million to 83.5 million, well below the 200,000 to 500,000 acre cut expected by the trade. North Dakota lost 900,000 acres alone. Adding fuel to U.S. soybean futures, the quarterly grain stocks report showed 795.6 million bushels for soybeans as of June 1st, down from the trade average guess of 805 million and last year's total of 967.5 million. The USDA also reported a sale of 132,000 tons of new crop soybeans to China this morning. The August soybean contract was up 74 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.42, while the November contract was up 78 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.43. U.S. wheat acreage was estimated by the USDA at 49.63 million acres, up from 45.7 million in 2022. Spring wheat acres were measured at 11.1 million acres, 500,000 more than the previous estimate and 300,000 more than what was seeded in 2022. Quarterly U.S. wheat stocks came out to 580 million bushels at the low end of the trade expectations and below the 698 million at this time last year. Argentina's 2023-24 wheat production is estimated at 18 million to 19 million tons, compared to 12.6 million last year. France Agrimaire lowered France's soft wheat rating by 2 points to 81% good to excellent, with 1% harvested compared to the 5% average. The September Chicago wheat contract was down 17 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.51. The September Kansas City hard red wheat contract was unchanged at $8 U.S. per bushel. The September Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 12 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.14. That's a look at the ice futures in U.S. markets for Friday, June 30th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti. Have a happy Canada Day.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.